not for any other benefit.
Is that I did not receive any phone calls from the alderman's office. I never received any phone calls in behalf to push or not to push on this issue. We do 30,000 investigations a year, and this was one of the investigations we did. Now, the complaint said that there was one, a business operating without an amusement license. We're going to guess that they're talking about a public place of amusement license. This is a complaint, filing a complaint. They're probably not going to know exactly what they need and what they don't know. A second complaint was that there was adult use or possible pornographic activity taking place at this establishment. Again, it's a complaint. We have an obligation to respond to the complaint. Now, Judge, just so you know, from the city's position, whatever the activity is, there's a license for most activity unless it's an illegal activity. So in this case here, if they want to have adult use, then they need to have an adult use certificate. However, adult use activity is limited to certain zoning districts in the city of Chicago. There's
like
a difference between
from them.
And again, I would like to be informative for you if you want an answer and not seem that I'm defending any side. So here's what I will tell you. According to the laws that are governed by the state and the city council, someone can sell adult use material and not be classified because of Constitution's right to sell pornographic materials, provided that they don't cross certain lines in that material that they sell. And they're pretty open as far as what they can allow them to do. In the same tone, you can only have certain type of adult use where certain parts of the body are exposed in certain type of commercial establishments. That's in the city of Chicago. There are certain areas in the city of Chicago that they believe that those activities will be conducive to the area where they're allowed and zoned for. So what the activity is, we're not concerned.